I'm very into aliens, or I'm not very into them actually, because otherwise I would know this.
She wants them to be very into her.
Yeah, like fist deep.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Thank you. I also want to say, David, for all the times that you've cut me farting out of this episode.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I've actually never farted on this couch, which I'm kind of proud of.
I have. I'm farting right now.
Oh, well, that's fine. It's just my side of the couch is fart-free.
Oh, hey.
Well, it's not by intent. It's just like I haven't had farts on the pod. You know what I mean?
What about off the pod? Nope.
I mean, yeah. The bitch be farting. What that thing do if it be farting? I don't know what to tell you.
Hey.
Sometimes. Welcome back to the show. Totally wholesome, not dirty podcast. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I
went out in the world.
I'm tired.
Yeah, my eyes feel heavy, but I'm not. I'm not tired. I'm just, like I said, today I just feel relaxed.
I do feel very relaxed today, but we also kind of had some fun going out. We thought to ourselves, all right, so sometimes in life, you know what I mean? Sometimes you plan for things.
Yep.
And you have high expectations for things and then they don't work out that way. But it was a learning experience because I thought that maybe we would like conquer our fear of approaching people in public today and try to do man on the street like stuff. Right. So we go out and me not thinking it's actually summer now in Vegas. There's nobody out on the streets. The streets are free of everyone but us. Everyone's looking at us like we're crazy. Like
literally. And yeah. They have the misters on outside and it's like, oh, snaps.
And that's like with nobody outside. It's like, who are we missing at this point?
We're just wasting water.
Yeah. I mean, that's seems to be what we're good at out here. Like, why are there so many golf courses in the desert? It doesn't make any sense. Like, you can have a couple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't need that many.
Well, the thing is, I've heard, because, you know, I do golf. I guess there are limits of, like, how much water they can use, which is good.
Yeah.
Because, like, then it's true, though. Why do you need that much grass? But if you go to the one on the Indian reservation, they don't have a restriction of water. So their grass is like the softest grass I've ever felt. That like you want to take your shoes off and put your feet in it because it's
just
so
like
squishy.
Laying it.
Oh. Yeah, it's so squishy and perfect. Nice. It's the perfect grass. But yeah, so I guess, you know, that golf course on the Indian reservation has no limits. Although the other ones do here in Vegas. So I've been on some that are really dry and gross.
Yeah,
where you're
like crunchy.
Oh, yeah. And it's like desert.
Yeah.
But also, again, they're trying to like conserve water. But everywhere else you see so many golf courses, you're like, what?
Like there's nothing that's supposed to be out here. Like palm trees, they're not from here.
No,
they bring in the palm trees. They're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to have grass. That doesn't make any sense. Like real grass, like for the most part. I think there's even new restrictions on having grass.
Yes.
And things like that now that so many people are moving to Vegas, which is just like
yeah, I heard like by next year or the year after it'll be illegal.
Yeah. And there's no like there's basically almost anything that you see that looks pretty in someone's yard that's not supposed to be here.
Yep.
Like, I don't even think the flower bushes in my backyard are supposed to be here, but I didn't put them there. All right. People just are terraforming Las Vegas. Like, they think they can make it into something else. And it's like, yeah, but you're also using up all of the water like just to make it look nice. It's like, it should just be dirt and cacti.
Get that desert landscape, people.
Crazy.
Get the rocks.
Get the rocks. You can get pretty rocks.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you probably couldn't. I mean, I probably couldn't HOAs. HOAs exist. I put that out on TikTok because I was like, seriously, I don't understand why. Like, I don't remember when HOAs were a thing. And apparently it was like a very racist thing.
HOA?
Yeah, that was like, well, this is what people were saying anyway. I didn't look much past this, so don't take my word for it. But I mean, it could very well be true because it sounds likely. So they were like wanting apparently to keep minorities out of pools. And so they would like buy it all up and then like not allow access except for people who are in the community and then you have to pay to be in the community. I'm like, that's so stupid. And like it made sense for the times, but it doesn't now. And not that it made sense for the times, but I'm like, when things were like that, that makes sense why they would do that. And I'm saying it's a f-ing good thing because it's not. So don't f-ing misconstrue for the sake of doing so.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation.
but you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Because I think it's terrible, and I think HOAs should be disbanded in general, overall, across the board. I have never heard of like a good situation that someone has had within an HOA. They send me notices on things for like, did I tell you what happened when I was in Miami? They send me this notice that's like, you have weeds overgrown in your front yard. And I was like, weeds. I literally just had someone come and do it. Did they leave? Did they miss like part of the yard? And I'm looking at the photo. I'm like, that is not the yard that I left when I went to Miami. So what the hell is this? It is from over a month ago. So it was like a photo that somebody had taken like right before I had people come to clear the weeds. And they took over a month to even send it.
Your homework. It's done.
I seriously did. I was like, this is ridiculous, because they send notices like that all the time. And then they always retract it. But they're always like threatening to like give you fines and shit like that. And it's like the outside of the community, it doesn't even look taken care of. It doesn't even look like there is any supposed HOA. Because like, what do? They just have someone who like drives around.
Yeah.
Several Karens in the neighborhood that come together just to make your life miserable. Yeah. And it's like, just look at it, do the research, and then they give you attitude. When I'm like, this photo was taken over a month ago. Why was this not sent a month ago, if that was a thing? And like, I have someone on schedule. Like, you can't just like pick and choose. Oh, there's a couple weeds here now, so we're gonna send you a notice a month later. You're wasting your time. You're literally getting paid by people living here to waste our time.
They have small penis energy.
Oh my God.
HOA people. Anyway. It's like they just drive around and like, they're like, who can we pick on today?
Yeah.
It's like, what can I do now?
They're like bullies that grew up, or they were bullied, or something like that. Something to that effect. I don't know what happened in your life to make you part of an HOA committee. And I don't know why you're just messing with everybody's heads while they're just trying to live their little life in their little house.
Yeah. Little boxes.
Leave people alone. Like, what the hell?
So back to like going out in public there was nobody. So we did do a few things. We saw, actually on our way there, we both said something about the cat's pajamas. Oh, sorry. Tits pajamas. Correct? Well, I said tits.
Okay.
That's
so here,
the tits.
So
and
here's
I
the things. Laura goes, it's the tits. Like, it's really cool.
But and following I'm like, that, I wanted to say pajamas in my head. And I said, no, because that's not how it goes. I don't think.
And I said out loud, pajamas.
After I said, that's the tits.
So I have always thought that the phrase was, oh, that's the tits pajamas. Like, that's super cool. And I was always like, that's a really weird saying. I mean, tits are cool. Wouldn't they be more cool if they weren't in pajamas? What is the tits pajamas supposed to mean? But I've said
it. Why do the pajamas need to be covering the tits?
And Laura wanted to say tits pajamas, but did not. And then we look it up, and it's the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, because I knew I've heard that before, but I also think I've heard tits pajamas.
But I've never heard the cat's pajamas.
And she's never heard cat's pajamas.
I wonder
pajamas.
If it's because you've just heard me say that's the tits pajamas.
I don't know, but I feel like I just wanted to keep saying it. And I felt like it's just one thing I've heard over and over, and it's not foreign. Like, it's been said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I probably heard you say it before, or we both say it. I don't know.
What did... please does call anyone, in. Yeah. Or email. So call into 702-900-6446 to leave voicemails about literally anything, but more specifically about this. Is it tits pajamas or cat's pajamas? Have you heard that? Or has that been just like, I heard tits pajamas once in my life, and I was like, that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean...
And if so, where did I hear it?
It's so weird. It's so weird. And it's like... if you guys do, like, let us know. We even looked it up on Urban Dictionary, where you can almost find pretty much every little slang term. And when you type in even just tits pajamas, it says cat's pajamas. So we were wrong. And we
I'm not
know.
Wrong. I stand by it.
We're wrong.
Tits pajamas. You know what I think? That's the tits pajamas.
We're
that's
wrong.
Pretty fucking rad. That's what I fucking think. So
meow.
Do you know what else was really rad?
You.
No, but boxes.
Yay.
You like boxes? Do y'all like boxes? I know I've liked and licked a box or two in my day, so I don't know what to tell you about this. But this is a very special box because this comes to us
woo!
From Liquid Ivy.
Yay!
A new look. Same. Extraordinary. Hydration. Bam!
That's a cool box.
Isn't it? Want to open up the other side? Want to like slip our fingers in here and
sorry.
So we have some fun facts about Liquid IV that we're going to read to you now. I'll do my best. I can't read very well. Just kidding. I love reading. I never had any friends. Three times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. Goddamn.
Hello.
Refreshing. True to fruit flavor. Say that five times fast.
True to fruit.
Refreshing. True to fruit. True to fruit. Flavor.
True to fruit. True to fruit.
Refreshing. True to fruit flavor. Refreshing. True to fruit. Anyway, all right. Our impact. We believe a healthier world starts with equitable access to clean water. We partner with leading organizations to advance innovative water solutions. What? Yes. I didn't stutter. Not once. It was really impressive. In 2003, Liquid IV donated $1.85 million in grants to fund our partners' clean water access efforts. That's just amazing. I mean, who else did that? Not me, because I don't have that much money to donate. Otherwise, I would, because that sounds really cool. Everybody needs to be hydrated. There are eight vitamins and vitamins.
Vitamins.
It's better than vitamins, but it is vitamins. Eight vitamins and nutrients. Oh, we do have a new updated logo. So we're going to get into it. They gave us little drawers on the front. So I'm going to pull out the first drawer.
How cute.
So you guys will have seen Liquid IV in grocery stores, I'm sure, before. You've seen us here on the pod, but now we're looking a little bit more snazzy. Oh. I think that this is a really upgraded look. I think that it's much more vibrant. It's more eye-catching. Yes. And I'm here for it. So we have strawberry and lemon lime. Do you want to take these ones home?
Yeah, absolutely. These look like they're popping. They are popping. The colors are really popping.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, thank you.
And one of my personal favorites, white peach, sugar-free.
Thank you, Liquid
IV. Oh, the yuzu pineapple, the hydration multiplier. That one's really good. The energy.
Nice. Beautiful.
It has that extra energy for when you need... I'm butchering this. For when you need an extra boost of hydration. It is very hot.
It is very hot. So we need to drink these and we need to make sure that we are on top of it. Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to be like... Meh.
Yeah, we were sweating. It was a whole thing. So now we need to replenish. And I actually do need to. So I think I'm going to go...
Yes, let's get
with
one.
The peach. Do you need one as well?
Yes. I'm going to get a strawberry because that sounds delicious.
All right. Well, let me mix this one up and I will get you a glass of water and we can take a quick little break. But we want y'all to experience better hydration today. So if you go to liquidiv.com, I should have done this at the top of the ad, but you can use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase.
Do it. And it's the gift that keeps on giving. So give it to your friends, your loved ones, your grandparents, your neighbors, mm-hmm. anyone you really care about.
Did you have a naughty romp in the bedroom that lasted more than 5 minutes for once? You're going to need to re-up your hydration. So you can pull out a stick for yourself and a stick for your lady or male friend or whoever friend, they, them friend. You can pull one out for everybody. So if you want to pull one out, go to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase.
Pull it
out. David's going to have fun editing that.
Get it in. Ooh, that was a good burp. Get it in.
Let's do it. Let's rumble.
All right.
LiquidIV.com. Go TWND. I've been sleeping so badly, and I think it's because I need to get filled with cum.
Is that how it works?
I think so.
Then you just...
It's just like I'm so horny because it's to the point that... We were talking about this earlier. your body is so horny, and it's like, oh, I need to be filled. It's like the ovulation and like the end of ovulation and you're just like, oh, rabid, completely fucking rabid. But you're also like, I don't want the consequences of being cummed in, but I also want to be cummed in at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
I hear ya.
It's a battle of will.
Happy 420.
Thanks.
So we also were talking about boot barns. Well, we were out because we saw something like a building that looked just like one, right?
Yeah.
And we both had admit to each other that we have a like love for boot barn.
It's a really weird thing. There's something about a boot barn that I don't know. It speaks to my childhood. I was always in random, like, I can't think why I would have been in a boot barn. I don't know why a boot barn left such an imprint on my mind because I haven't even been in a boot barn in a decade, at least.
There's two in Vegas.
Like, but the fact that I'm like, I can remember the smell of a boot barn,
yeah.
Like just all of those dead animals made into beautiful boots. And there's something, it's like a vivid smell memory. Like I can remember somehow what it smells like and you can almost smell it in the back of your nostrils.
I will be
like drinking a LaCroix.
Yeah, I'll be so disappointed if we do go in one like soon, and it doesn't have that smell.
I'm gonna be really disappointed
because, like, I wonder how things change over time.
Do you remember why you were in a boot barn?
Yeah, I went shopping.
Oh. Somehow I like don't remember buying boots.
I didn't buy boots.
I remember why I went to a boot barn. It's that weird obsession with horses that I had for a while. I was working on the farm. I remember. It's all coming back to me now. Anyway.
It's all coming back.
Fucking boot barns. I remember there were these ones and they had like little turquoise decals on them. And I was like, those. But then you saw the price and you're like, babysitting just isn't going to cover that. There's not enough kids in the neighborhood to babysit for.
We're talking Christmas, birthday, all combined. And that's your present.
Yeah. And like, then like, but you don't
get
that.
For the next 3 years.
But you don't get that. If your brother asked for it. He would get that.
So, yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. I was actually thinking about that the other day that I was like, I was just, you know, you just start thinking and you get like memory crashes out of nowhere. Like you'll be thinking about one thing and it leads to like 50 other things. Yes. And then it's like your whole life story unfolding before you. But I was thinking about my 16th birthday and what was yours like?
Hold on. Shit, that was so long ago. Hold on. What did I do in my sweet 16? Oh, now I remember. I think I had a bowling party and it ended poorly.
Oh. I exhaled aggressively.
I had a birthday party at a bowling alley because mm-hmm. I wanted to do that. And I was like, oh my God, it'd be so fun to have like all my friends. We all go bowling and like, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I feel like I'm trying to figure out where my mouth goes because I'm like...
I know, that's me. Sorry, David.
No, it's not you. It's just me.
But yeah, it was just a bowling party. It was very casual. I was super punk rock then, so I wasn't very girly. I was girly, but punk rock. I don't know. I was hanging out with the kids with
like
the spikes.
Like Avril Lavigne and shit.
Yeah. And then I ended up kissing this boy, and my friend saw from a distance, and she got really mad and laughed and cried. Because what? She had a crush on him, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she had a crush on me.
No! Not on me. Definitely not.
She's looking pissed.
Which ended up being like kind of fucked up. But like, and she was like one of my best friends. So I felt really bad. But like, she was like, how did you do this to me? I was like, first of all, I didn't really know you liked him like that.
Yeah.
And
you gotta make
he
it
kissed
known.
Me and it was my birthday. So it wasn't anything serious. We never dated. Yeah. Never went further than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, weird. Memories. What was yours like? 16th birthday. Did you do anything like fun?
I was talking about this with Kay the other day because I was so excited because I, you know, you have like your best friend and
yeah.
you know, but I was homeschooled. I had a best friend.
Yeah.
It was like now I've always kind of been very monogamous for the most part with my friendships. Like maybe there's a couple other people that I'm like really close to.
Yeah.
Not like unfriendly, but like
tight with.
Like when you're like, oh, I have people over to go bowling. Like, no.
Yeah.
Who would I go with? Like, I know one person and who they know. You know what I mean?
At public school, homeschool.
Yeah.
Yin yang.
Yin and yang coming together to create some debauchery.
Yes.
But so I had plans with that friend because I, you know, you get your driver's license. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was going to be allowed to take the car or whatever. And then I got so annoyed because I had to go visit my dad. Sorry, dad. You know, teenager stuff. That's how it goes. And I say, sorry, dad, because apparently sometimes he listens to the podcast. Shout out, dad.
Shout out.
And they say that my father isn't proud of me. Excuse the fuck out of you. My dad listens to my fucking ranting podcast and thinks I'm hilarious. There's something that's so satisfying about your dad finding you funny. Like when you have like the boy who's like, my mom thinks I'm handsome. It's like your mom lies to you. Okay. Moms lie. I don't know what to tell you.
She has to.
But if your dad thinks you're funny and he says that, he's not lying about it. That's like some fucking gold right there. That's what I know. So shout out, dad.
Shout out.
But anyway, so back when I was all full of angst and dyeing my hair black and purple and all this other shit, go out and he's like telling me he's going to show me this new ambulance. And so I'm like,
a wambulance?
I don't know. Ambulance. This is my impression of myself when I was an angsty teenager. Like that whole thing of like your eyes are gonna get stuck like that, they kind of did because I can still do that same expression. So so I'm all grumping about it, goes and open it. I'm like, cool, it's a fucking ambulance. Like every other fucking ambulance goes wee woo wee woo, great dad, thanks. Like
they're all the same.
Presses a button and you know like the he's like something about, I think it was something to do with like, let me show you the siren, but it's just a car alarm. So I'm like, it doesn't even sound like it's coming from this. You go through to the other garage and I got a Ford Taurus, like an old, like purple Ford Taurus.
Oh.
And that was my first car. So thank you, Dad. It was a very nice surprise because I still think about it all the time. Anyway,
it was purple.
Yeah.
That is dope.
And
that is so cool.
It was actually so funny because I was thinking the other day, because going back down the memory lanes, and did I tell you my car's name? Because remember you used to name cars?
I still do.
I don't name mine anymore. I just call it, ugh.
This thing.
But I named it after one of the chipmunks. Guess which one? Guess which one? It's not Alvin.
Theodore?
No.
Simon? That all makes sense.
It cracks me up to think of. I'm like, that's such a... Those weird little coincidences.
That all checks. This is fate. This is the life we live.
But you know what else is delusional? Comparing my boyfriend's name to my first car. I'm like, car, boyfriend. Not the same thing at all. But this is my movie. You're just living in it, so...
And every day is a movie. We're just the star of it.
It's really so delusional, but it's such a better way to live. Because if you just think about your life as a movie, and it's like your inner dialogue is the narrator, you're the protagonist, you can write that shit. If you're going to have a bad day, you wrote that.
Yep.
Because you choose how to you choose what's affected, right? And if something is not an exciting day, you're just like, oh, well, this is the part that wouldn't make the final cut. You know, also, this is director's cut edition, and we're just sometimes you go through, and that's not interesting enough to put in a movie. But there's going to come a day, and it could be very soon, that it's going to feel just like a fucking movie, and it can be even sooner if you make it that way.
Also, if you're worried about stuff too, or like stressed out, or like pre-panicking about something going wrong, that's you just writing the story before it even happens, and then kind of dooming it.
It's self-fulfilling prophecy, because then of course it's like the whole thing of, well, I think that this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And you start living in that. And then when it happens, you're like, see? And it's like, but you...
Or like it doesn't happen and you're like, why?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it works both ways. So you got to just kind of have to let things go in the flow. Speaking of flow, I'm on it. Let's have a cookie.
Oh, yeah. So we were going to go to this other bakery and shit today and nobody was out. And I was going to conquer my fear of speaking to people, which was going to be a whole thing. So instead, because Laura went into free flow mode, we decided to go to freed mode and get some snacks.
Which also led to something really funny that happened. Tell us.
Oh, so a few weeks ago, if y'all listen or if you're new, we discussed how I like to play Stardew Valley. It calms me down. It's like when I'm stressed out, it's like my game to play, right?
Yes.
And there is this, like, we were talking about how there's a little fortune teller, and at the beginning of the day, she'll sometimes tell you things like, the gods are displeased with you, luck will not be on your side today, and how that's kind of a good way to look at things. Because if you're just like, well, there is a lot of just pure luck and happenstance, and you don't really know what's going to happen. So if you're just like, well, I might have bad luck today. If you don't, then it's even fucking better, you know what I mean? But we go into freeze, we start, you know, getting all of our little snackies. And I was listening, just kind of, you start to hear a song, and then it was like, I know this song. What is this fucking song from? And I said it to Laura, I'm like, what is this song? And you're like, it's just nice and lo-fi. And the girl behind the counter goes, it's the theme song for Stardew Valley.
You said, this sounds like a game, song from a video game. And I said, I think it's just really peaceful. I didn't even know. I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
And then she's like, it is.
It's Stardew Valley.
Like, I knew that.
Yeah.
It was like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Because you don't really think about it, but you never listen to the sound just in isolation. But I'm like, no wonder it's like so calm when I'm just sitting there like in my hole playing Stardew.
It sounded just like any other lo-fi chill music. And I was like, man, I could really like probably fall asleep to this because it's so like trance, like tranquil. Mm-hmm. But I said it makes everyone probably feel really calm in here. Mm. Like decorating and making it all pretty and like...
I felt calm enough to go ham buying sweets.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I feel calm enough to eat them.
Because, like, I'm horny. And the dick isn't here right now, so I need sweets instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What better way than to do it with a Reese's cookie?
We are really good. Mm-hmm. Mm. For those who are not watching, it's a butter cookie with Reese's pieces all over it. Mm. I'm sorry, Anne, you can't have it.
And this is me crunching. For ASMR. But yeah, I really want to go to a boot barn. I really want to, like, possibly buy boots, but if not, just to walk around, because I even love all their, like, clothing. And.
But do you remember, did you ever have any of those, like, hardware stores that they had baby ducks in them?
Yes. Actually, there's one by my house.
Really?
Yeah, and I saw them the other day. It was like really cool.
I remember there was a store dog I was going to, and for some reason I had a long period where I had a lot of animal figurines.
Yeah.
And I would give them names and voices and create stories for them, and they would play with each other. Anyway.
Look, I took a video of them.
Yeah.
Those look like chickens.
Mm-hmm. They had chickens or little duckies and all that kind of stuff.
They might have ducks too, because I was like,
ooh. I remember they'd have a Michigan, then they'd have like the little like thing outside, like,
see, like a little circle. I thought gate. It was a video, and I was like, aww.
Yeah, it's cute. It's
a little that's so cool.
A little circle gate thing, and they'd all just be, or like the boxes on the inside.
And I know you don't even like birds, but like, it's cute.
They do pack a lot. Babies. When they're little and small, then it's good. Mm-hmm. But
I almost, like, we almost during COVID, had like a fresh coop, like a little like farm of like little chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, that's a lot of work cleaning.
Yeah.
Cause like as easy it is to have them, cause they're just kind of like.
They're very stinky too. Chicken poop
I thought ferrets were stinky. Imagine chickens.
You already get the ferret poop on the wall. Like you don't need a whole chicken thing in your yard.
Well, I would be the one probably cleaning it. Let's be real. Like, it's like, yeah, let's do it. But then, oh, wait, who's home enough? Like to.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wait, fuck, that's me.
Yeah, like, but I'm not even that home enough. So it would be unfair to them. And let's talk about it. It's Vegas. Those poor chickens.
I can't even imagine.
Or just any animals. Like, I mean, I know goats can survive high heat, and probably horses too, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do okay.
I guess.
I don't know. I think it's miserable. No matter what.
I mean, it's miserable as a person. I can only imagine if you have a bunch of fur and shit and, like, hide. It's so funny, like, shaving them down, but they so much prefer it because then they can go in the pool. They don't get waterlogged, so they can come inside. They're all dry.
Yeah, remember
it's when, much cooler.
Remember when Julia's, like, fur was really dense? It looked like her butt would sink a little bit because she's so heavy and dense. Yeah. Just, like, around her booty. It was the cutest thing.
Just flopping
her
everywhere.
Her little waddle, like.
She's adorable.
So I'm getting really excited for our video shoot.
Yes, we actually had costumes and stuff show up today.
And things are fitting, people. So this is good.
They are fitting. They are working.
This is a good start. I'm feeling pumped. And I'm very excited for all of you guys to see this.
One of our locations fell through, so we're going to have to figure something else out, but we're not sure yet.
It's all good. Because you know what? There's more than one.
So... Fuck, I just lost my train of thought.
I like the
So what we want to try to start doing, we realize we have to go out at night now that it's summer. It's like I wasn't thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunately, we just had like so many weird things come up this year that a lot of the stuff we wanted to do when the weather was good, all of a sudden the weather is not good. Like it's good because it's warm.
But it's hot.
But it's so hot that, like, I was doing squats the other day. I thought I was going to pass out. Like, it was just, because you're, like, it's like you're doing squats in an oven, essentially. Like, I've just shrunk down. I'm in an oven, and I'm just squatting, like, the racks or something. You know what I mean? Like, you're just breathing in. And, yes, it's a dry heat, but it's also, like, you're breathing in pollen. You're breathing in heat. Like, just, I don't know. It's insane.
It's
so wild. So, we're going to have to go out at night, and I'm trying to figure out how to conquer my fear of talking to people. So we want to do man on the street interviews. Cause I started doing that with August Sky when we were in Miami. Shout out. She's awesome. I think she's coming out possibly this month as well. Hopefully. So we're going to have fun. But I thought that would help. Not only we can like hand out merch and get like some more stuff going on, but we have also considered the possibility of maybe planning an episode where we do a little Instagram live at the end of one of our pod recordings for people to join us live, ask us questions live and interact live for a few minutes to end the show. So
I think that'd be really fun. Let us know, you guys, if you think that would be something you'd want to do or participate on.
Yeah. Dude, I was thinking when we got so much content done the other day, but we need a would you rather. So this is one of the questions that we were going to ask, and I would like to actually have feedback from anybody who's out there right now. Would you rather shit your pants on a date? Like, and you just have to, you don't have other pants. It's like not like you've prepared to shit your pants, because apparently I've heard out there people don't prepare to shit their pants. Insane. But I don't even prefer as far as more pants. So you either shit your pants on a date or your date shits on you during sex. Would you rather? Which one would you rather?
Have my date shit on me.
Yeah. I think so too. I wouldn't like the feeling of, I can't even remember the last time I shit my pants.
I have never. However, probably when I was little that I don't remember.
But
I peed my pants. Not fun either.
Fuck. I remember we were talking.
Yeah. Disneyland. Also, another time. That we don't talk about.
We don't talk about that. I was talking about that other time. I don't know why you brought that up. That was crazy.
I blocked that out, actually. I really did. I forgot about it because I blocked it out.
I block out so much stuff that I maybe could have shit my pants. And I wouldn't know.
Maybe I did too.
Maybe.
Because I just did that one.
Maybe it's just so traumatic. Because, I mean, you know when things happen and you just, like, forget about them?
Yeah. It's bad.
Out of sight, out of mind. I think that's why my mom just started giving me back all my childhood mementos. Mm-hmm. She's like, if I don't see it, she's not real. I was like...
I know. My mom over here, like, saves everything. I'm like, can you throw this away?
Yeah.
I don't want to see this. She's like, you might want it when you're older. And I'm like, I really don't care.
Yeah. I like, because I've always been like a little memento person.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm kind of like, I like those of like these things. I'm like, so by you giving me back these things, you're like, here, you take them. I'm like, so you don't
appreciate them.
You don't want the memory of the whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, no, you take it. I'm like, so I'm left with them. And a memory of knowing that you didn't want the memory of them.
Yeah, because you gave it to them for a reason. Like, hey, mom, I love you.
Or even just like things like I drew growing up or like, you know, this kind of stuff. Well, why don't you take this with you? Why don't you take this? And like sending me this stuff. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, well.
Thank you. But no.
I don't have time for that shit. It's crazy.
Fuck that.
I think it's actually, like, really fucked up.
Well, so is she. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all have that one.
Yeah.
That one.
You know, I've heard that some people don't.
Well, that's true, but it's not probably in their meat family, but it's, like, probably a cousin, an uncle, an aunt, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, every family has one.
Yeah.
At least. That's, like, weird or dysfunctional or crazy or rude.
Yeah. It's crazy too how, because I know we've talked about this before, but like how long you'll put up with stuff and like the weird shit that you'll just like ignore for the longest time. And then once you've had enough, you've just, it's done.
Yeah.
Like I remember having my phone thrown out the car window.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked and up. I was just like, oh, I'll do another 6 years. You know what I mean? Like,
6 years what?
Like my ex,
oh yeah, yeah,
thrown my phone out the window, like of a car, like because I was working. Because
he's an asshole.
But and it's not like to bring that up all the time, but just thinking of like the things that I would not tolerate now.
Yeah.
Versus like, the things that I tolerated through when I look at it, a majority of my life is crazy.
Yeah, it's because we evolved. Thank God.
We did.
Because like if we were just like pushovers our whole lives, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah.
And literally. People will try anything to suck you through. Like we've talked before about how we got into those situations. It's because we were totally, what do we call it, duped?
Duped.
We bamboozled. Were duped. And I mean, honestly, it happens to some of the nicest people. So, or like people that are just like trusting or like wanting to see the good in other people. And then it gets you into a lot of shit.
I think there's just a thing that there are people who like have just... something in them, and it's like there are people who just
the
don't
devil?
Have
she's a bad little bitch. Yes.
Seriously, no, and it feels it's not necessarily even like this evil thing, but it's like I feel like a lot of times that people that get put into these situations now, it's like, okay, well, maybe you're this way because you were neglected in one way or another here, or because of whatever it was, whatever traumatic thing happened to you, sure, blah, 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 whatever. Fucking figure out how to recover from it. I'm trying all the time, okay? I don't even know the root of everything. You don't have to know the root of everything. You just have to know the basis of, like, how can I move forward and have less of these shitty experiences to the point that I give a shit enough about myself to prevent them from happening in the first place.
Yeah.
Because I've always been under this mindset of like, I have to be the best at fucking everything that I do. And if I'm not immediately the best at it, then I'm shit and I'm terrible and I might as well KMS. You know what I mean? So it's like that that mindset doesn't fucking help anything. And in the pursuit of trying to make everybody else around me happy, I was completely fucking miserable, and still nobody was happy. Mm-hmm. Like, for the most part, a majority of people are never going to be fucking happy with you. It doesn't fucking matter what you post on social media. It's like, okay, I said this the other day, like, oh, this is so cringy, and oh, like, why, you know, I have people all the time being like, you're not funny. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I think I'm funny. And all this kind of, oh, that's so cringe, or like, what this beast mean? It's like, fuck off.
Yep.
None of it matters. I don't fucking matter. You don't have to fucking listen to me, and I don't have to listen to you. You can do whatever you want, and you have a limited life, so do as much with it as you possibly fucking can.
Yeah.
Instead of wasting your time trying to make everybody else happy, because no one's ever gonna be completely happy with you. Are you happy with you all the time? No. So what makes you think everybody else is gonna be? Like, the happier that you are with yourself, the more likely it is that the people around you are going to be happy with you.
Yep. And that's a story of, like, a lot of, like, people's lives. Because, like, I remember growing up, too, and, like, seeing this book
on the shelf. Wow, you remember?
I remember. I'm just kidding. I do. Some things. Not a lot. But I don't remember yesterday. But I'm kidding. So I remember, like, looking at the shelf. I mean, they'd have, like, a ton of books, you know, my parents and stuff. And one of the books was, like, How to Love Yourself. One of the books on the shelf was How to Love Yourself. And I was like, this is weird. Like, who's... book is this? Turns out it was like my dad's, but like also battled with like having low self-esteem, you know, and like just not like giving a shit about him and only give a shit about others. So I remember it as a young age going like, wow, you're supposed to love yourself? Weird. And then mm-hmm. that like means so much today. Like the more, like you just said, the happier you are with yourself, the more likely people around you are going to be happy. And that's the real, like, freaking challenge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ryan.
He wants to get over, but he's like, go ahead.
Come on. And that's the thing about growing up, too, is, like, I feel like when you're younger,
yeah,
it's so much easier to be happy with yourself.
Yeah, because you're not paying rent.
You haven't, but not even that. It's like you haven't experienced anything, so everything is new. You haven't, like, spent time overanalyzing why you are the way you are, because you don't even know who you are. You don't know what you are or why you are, and you don't give a fuck. You want to care, like climb the monkey bars.
Yeah, you want to play.
You want to play. You want to be your authentic self. And then there reaches this like point of like I think we've kind of made a similar analogy before, but everything's fine. Could you pick a spot?
I know, he's like,
come
of,
here.
He's
you're
looking
up
for...
on the courts again. There's no cookie for you.
I know, that's
you
what he's down. Looking for. Any morsels of cookie?
So... But you are who you are, and you can watch as, like, because I used to babysit kids all the time, and you can watch them start to evolve, like, their own personalities, right? Mm-hmm. Once those personalities are introduced to other personalities, why do you think, like, bullies exist? Like, they all come from somewhere, right? And everybody's just wired a little bit differently on how they deal with things. But, like, the more shit that's said to you, the more you're discouraged from doing things, the more that you start to realize, like, the reality of situations, and then question, like, then you start to question who you are and why you are the way you are. Why am I so weird? Or why don't these people like me? And it's going into this like thing that just compresses you, right? And yep. It keeps like shrinking you down. Cause when you're young, you're like, you feel so big and you feel like so powerful. And I think that it's reaching that point that I think it is just a bell curve. Or I guess for some people it's not, but like where it comes, like where you do feel a lot of value in yourself. And then you spend a lot of time feeling fucking worthless, and it may not be everybody, but I know it's a lot of people. Yep. You spend a long, long time feeling worthless and like it's never gonna go back up. And then eventually it kind of starts coming around because you start to realize that all of that shit that was weighing you down and making you not your authentic self was just hurting you. So why keep it around? And if you're gonna keep welcoming it in, then that's on you, boo.
Like, yeah, then good luck.
Yeah.
Getting over that.
It's worth cutting off something like that. Like, I will just say, if you are not married and if you haven't been, dating someone is easy, right? To break it off if you needed to, right? Yeah. It's so much easier when you don't have things like connected in that way. The first person you marry can fuck you up for so fucking long. It is one of the most and they say it, and I mean this as not someone who's like against divorce. Clearly I'm not. Here I am. But mm-hmm. I grew up in a situation that was like that, where it's like divorce is no. And if
if you do not very carefully consider who you are tying yourself to and what those reasons really are for people on both sides, don't fucking do it. Yep. And this is not like, oh, marriage is so terrible, because it can be a beautiful and wonderful thing, I am sure. However, the fallout from a situation like that will follow you for so long and have you questioning shit for much longer than you should have. And it just takes a huge chunk of you. Mm-hmm. And you have to figure out how to build it back. And some people can, and some people can't. Some people it takes longer. Some people it's faster, I'm sure. But either way, it's like something that can be so fucking devastating. So if you haven't yet and you're considering it, fully consider it. That's all I'm saying.
I haven't yet, and I'm definitely never going to get married. So there we go. And also, I think that it does fuck up people. Like, I've heard so many people that have been married, divorced, like that. Fuck that. It's just like it the biggest fucking headache, like, ever, as if it's not the right partner.
Yeah. And because it can be such a headspace, especially if it's something that you do when you are younger. Like, and I can't even blame, like, oh, like, oh, who parents get divorced? Like, that's, of course, like, people do get divorced and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. sometimes people just aren't right for each other. And sometimes they figure that out. But either way, even if it's someone that you parted amicably, it's yeah. still such a portion of your life and still so much stress that goes into that separation. And how often are divorces just like, oh, it was just the time for us? Like, that's not.
It's too much. Too much.
It's how everybody says it's gonna start, like, oh, we've both come to this, and then it's like, like,
it's not it's like the cats brawling, yeah. like crazy. Yeah, it yeah. can end crazy, and then it's always like the fight of like who gets the what, and then all that shit,
and know? It's all just shit, it's all just stuff. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, like,
and new shit sometimes feels better anyways.
New shit does after feel better
stuff like that.
I got all the new shit except for this shit.
Yeah, it's just you don't want to fucking like have that memory either, like yeah. get fresh shit, got like fresh yeah. stuff.
It's kind of like when my mom just started giving me back childhood mementos. Like, I did that with the ex-husband. I mean, I wasn't going to do it with her, but, I mean, she made that decision, so it's fine. What's kind of cool about that is now I can be even more free to, like, live yeah. in the shadows or out in public and Shadow. Not give a fuck because I just don't exist. It's fine.
Shadow. We are nothing.
We are nothing. It's so true.
It's, oh, my gosh.
But we are also everything because without us...
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
There is no us.
No.
And so I was talking about aliens earlier.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I just found out that there is such thing as different types. I am very into aliens, or I'm not very into them actually, because otherwise I would know this.
She wants them to be very into her.
Yeah, like fist deep. But I just really was thinking that, like, how interesting it is, because there's people out there that know about these different types, mm-hmm. you know, and it's pretty like fascinating. I've always thought, like, you know, being an Aquarius, that there was something a little bit more like cosmic about me, definitely more spacey, or maybe it's just because I smoke so much weed. I don't know.
That could be too.
I mean, I always feel a little elevated. Why not both? A little elevated, you know?
Why not both?
I'm really intrigued. And then I was talking to you about it today, and you're like, yeah, I know, there's different ones, blah, blah, blah.
I just think that I like, it's like improv or something. Like, just say yes. Who cares? Do I think the earth is flat? Sure, it could be. Who fucking knows? Do I really? Not really. But if someone is going to tell me about how they think the earth is flat, I am more than happy to fucking listen. Like,
it's almost like, okay, I'll listen, hear it out, and then just move on. Because, like,
Ian, did you just drool all over my foot? Bro, ew. What the hell?
Is there anything
Look
here?
At this big
light. Do you want this pillow?
Sure.
Take it. It's a. Maybe he saw the cookie. And he
I
was
think
like,
he did.
Oh
that
my
was,
gosh!
It's like a of, big line of drool.
Speaking of, I want a little piece of cookie here.
So, yeah, no.
I still think that, like, you know, if the aliens were to come, I would just be really excited to get high with them overall.
And I would still try to get them involved in a porno. We talked about this on an earlier episode. Can't remember which one that was.
It was called Probe Home.
Probe Home, that's right, yeah.
I love that episode.
The reality TV series we would make. I just like the idea of, like, why not? There could be fucking aliens. There could be anything. I think that, like, the media and government just lies to us continuously, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't, like... It doesn't behoove me to give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, why would I fucking care? Even knowing things that might actually be real... What control do I have over fucking anything? Like,
especially
really,
like multiple
truly.
Universes and stuff.
Yeah.
What can we control?
It's the illusion of life. And I'm not saying that it's a big simulation, although that's a fun concept to play with. I'm just saying that, like, in the grand scheme of things, it just doesn't matter. And it's not enjoyable. And I don't like being mad about things that I can't change. Because I've found that typically that is what incenses me the most, because I am a fucking control freak. So if I just focus on the things that I can control, like, why the fuck do I actually care about any of that? I just see people so mad all the time on Facebook, like you said, for Facebook. And then there's like fucking Twitter, and everyone just wants to be so fucking angry. And I'm like, okay, have fun getting into an early grave from all the stress you're bringing on yourself by getting incensed about things that you don't really have control over.
And also being angry and upset takes way more energy than it does to just be fucking chill.
Yeah.
Way more energy to be mad.
Yeah. I don't
know. It's like, why do you want to work yourself up?
Like, this is coming from someone who has like rage issues.
And we all do. Everyone has like some sort of like level of like what they could take, like how much you can take.
Yeah.
You can only poke the bear so much before it tries to bite you, you know? And that's it. That's it.
Are you being a vacuum?
He's a Hoover.
Hoover.
Or a Dyson.
Remember vacuum stores?
Yeah. I remember like department stores with the vacuum section.
I remember there was a vacuum store like in not our neighborhood, but like a little small town area. And there was just like, it was just a store for vacuums. All they sold was vacuums and like vacuum repair. You know, imagine just to, like, send it back to Amazon and they send you back a new piece or something. There's, like, a store just for vacuums.
I mean, that now, crazy. Like, and with Dyson, like, kind of taking over the vacuum market, like, I think, like, almost every household has a Dyson now, at least.
Mm.
Or
I don't think so, but something similar, like, something cordless and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Dirt Devil.
Dude, like, how gross was unloading like the vacuum bags, like the
like they were like cardboardy, right?
Yeah.
They'd be filled with hair and like dust.
Yeah, now I just pull the little latch and just like even the lower end vacuums have like that nice catch release system
that
just dumps
that's
in.
That's what I have. The beep beep.
You're pulling it off the vacuum. You're like breathing in.
You're like literally put the mask on for that.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember pulling my t-shirt up like over my nose to do
and sometimes my eyes, because those are the lints you don't want in your eyes.
I just went like this
because
I got the big lashes, so they just get
even when I take clothes out of the dryer sometimes I'm like, you know, so that the little fuzzies don't like fly in my eye. I'm like, oh gosh, like from the lint trap, if like it has a little bit of lint or something, I'm like pulling all the clothes out and then like a lint flies in the air and I'm like, ah.
I do like, I pull it out very slowly because mine is like upside down. So then it pulls onto the thing.
Oh.
So then it doesn't poof up immediately. But if I pull it out too fast, it's like.
Yeah. And then it's like, I might as well just wash my face at this point because there's no way that all these little fuzzies are going
to come.
It just
looks like you have 5 o'clock shadow because it just sticks to the foundation like.
That's the worst.
Ugh.
Or like when I'm cleaning the ferret cage, it's so funny because their hammocks are their same hammocks they've had for like since they were little, right? And like you could just see all the fur that's like building on the hammock. And sometimes I just take a lint roller and like get them all the hair off. But it's so much hair. And then when I'm going in to clean their cage, all their hair gets stuck on like my hat or my hair. And I'm like, oh gosh, it's like
a
bunch of hair.
Like Edward's bed, that because Edward has this like fancy little crate because he's a spoiled prince. And he sleeps in it so much. Like he, even just throughout the day, he just likes to be in there. He feels safe in there. And there is like, even if I wash it, there's just like a layer of hair that like won't come off
it. It's like infused into the fibers of the actual.
It's become the fabric.
That's like how the hammocks are for the ferrets.
Because I lint roll it. I've washed it. I did like a deep soak wash and it doesn't matter.
It's become one.
Yet somehow the lint trap, when I wash the bed, is always full of hair. Yet there's still a layer of hair on it. I'm just like, holy shit.
It's hilarious. I know. But we love our animals. So that's all that matters. And I'm sure, like, you know, anyone at home that has pets or dogs or anything, like, you know, you understand the struggles.
It's a struggle. It's sometimes like to the point that I come home from somewhere and I'm like, I think I might be allergic to dogs now. not intensely, but it's just like, no matter how much I clean, no matter they're shaved, I have an air purifier in the main room and my bedroom. It just always is a little bit doggy, you know?
Snoop Doggy Dog. I need to get an air purifier. That's like the next thing on my list. I need to invest. Having animals. Yeah, because does that help with like eliminating dust and stuff too? Mm-hmm. Because I tell you, like, I have so much dust and I'll dust. It gets so
intense.
It gets so intense. Like, the fans and stuff and, like, above, high up, the little windows we have that don't even open, they have dust. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how? How does this?
You can also check the HVAC system.
Yeah, they vacuumed it out, which was a good thing. Or, like, they sucked all the stuff out of the
vents. But, like, when?
Recently. Mm. Like when we, maybe like 6 months ago. Is that recent? Because they say like every few years or whenever.
And sometimes with Vegas and all the pollen, I feel like it should be more than.
Right?
I don't know if that's true or not. But
we did do that because there was a time where I felt like even with the air filters, I still felt like there was like shit in the air. And then we did that and it was like better.
Yeah.
Much better.
This is never a conversation that I thought when I was a child that I'd be having as an adult, but here we are.
And adults definitely have these conversations.
It's so weird because we'll go and have this conversation. So, well, have you had your ducks cleaned recently? You know, they're actually having a special down at Godel. I think it's like a summer saving special. And, you know, they do just come through and they take the snake through and they kind of show you the before and after when they clean it. And, they are in and out of there pretty quickly. I do like to stand there and watch them just make sure that they're doing things right. You know, I mean, I don't know anything about what they're doing, but I am going to watch them and just peer up into there while they're up in the ducts.
That doesn't look too hard. I guess I could do that.
You know, if I just shifted my little tool belt and... Never in my life, me 10 years old, hey, this is a conversation you'll be having someday about air ducts. I'd be like, yeah, okay, you fucking loser. Yes, I am. I'm a loser. I'm so sorry to my inner child, but because it's like, I don't feel like an adult. I have a fucking penis pillow. There's a stuffed, like, I understand that I'm an adult. I understand that I'm going to be 33 this year, which is wild, but I don't feel like that. You know what I mean? Like every now and then they'll just have the most adult conversation about the most mundane shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
How did this happen?
Moments.
How did I get here?
Yeah, seriously. Because I'll just be like in my house, just alone in the morning. And it's like, this is my house. And I'll have this existential crisis as I'm grinding my coffee beans in the morning, just wiping the sleep out of my eye, looking around. I'm like, oh, this is my house. I'm old enough to have a house? The fuck? I'm here just making coffee? I'm going to go work now? What the fuck? I got bills to pay? The fuck is this shit? What am I diddling my bean for? To pay off the fucking electric bill? I got dependents. I can't even write them off on my taxes, which is crazy.
Why not? Don't they depend on you?
Apparently they're not human. Like, I don't understand. I gave birth to that.
Either am I.
I don't know what to tell you. You laid eggs and the ferrets hatched out of those, right?
Yo, I was watching Fallout. How crazy is that part? Where she gave birth to those freaking...
Spoiler alert, but things. Yes, continue.
Babies.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them.
So many.
Go watch it, guys.
It's crazy. It's wild. Fallout.
The dispensary delivery guy was like delivering weed at the time. I mean, flowers.
Yeah, and, yeah, flower delivery.
Flower delivery. And he comes in the house, you know, so I could sign. And he goes, are you watching the new Fallout? We're like, yeah. He's like, it's really good. It's just like the game. And I said, that's what my friend said. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was like, I remember you telling me it's so much like the game.
Yep.
So everybody go check it out. It's new.
I had a Pip-Boy.
What?
Yeah, it was like the, when, I believe it was when Fallout 4 came out, it was like the big, like, collector edition chest. And it had, like, the Pip-Boy and you could put your phone in it and stuff. And
that's cool.
Yeah, back in the day. Probably one of the things that got sold.
Whatever. We'll probably find it at a pawn shop one day.
Sorry.
Kidding.
With the money that that divorce ended up saving me, I can buy 50 of them.
There you go. There's always a bright side. That's the silver lining.
It is. But, oh, that's what you're talking about, too. How, like clearing stuff out feels so good. I was kind of thinking about that. Like the other day when I was cleaning.
Yeah.
Because I was like, shit, like most of the things that are here are things that like I have carefully selected now. I've gotten rid of most of the stuff that's like from a past time. And it feels fucking good because it feels very, very personal.
And it does like feel that good because some of those things I've gotten.
Yeah. You're like, I love you cleaning out your shit.
I'm like, whoop, whoop. Yeah. And even though I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know where I'm going to put everything, it always ends up kind of finding a spot. Like, oh my God, I love that bubble chair so much. It's like my hang.
Yeah.
I'll just sit in
it. It does hang.
It does hang. It is my hang.
Oh, it's just like one little testicle.
Yeah.
And just wrapping up inside like a wampa.
I love the idea of just a bunch of sperms hanging out in a ball sack, talking to each other.
What do you think they say all day?
Just, they shoot the shit. Not literally.
I think they're just like, I can't wait to get in there.
Yeah, like, who do you think, like, who's gonna win? This is Sparta!
Bros, let's go! And they're just like, swimming. wonder what my sperm looked like. So sad and crooked.
Mine had probably, yeah, ours were the, remember the crooked sperms?
Yeah. Yeah, the forgotten sperm.
The one that was upside down floating in the tank?
It just like floated to the surface. All the other ones like missed. And this one's just like floating its way. It's like, am I here? Fuck, I made it. I feel like you didn't want to be there.
Oh, fuck, I'm late.
That's what my mom said.
Well, I think we've all been there.
No. Dude, I can't. It's so funny because I never did. Never want. And it's nothing personal. Like, I have so much fucking respect for women who are mothers and like good mothers and care about. Oh my God, I was thinking about that the other day because I flew on Mother's Day to X-Biz.
How many moms were out there flying?
There was this whole thing that came over the intercom. So I'm sitting there getting my little book out, getting my headphones ready so I don't have to listen to anyone. Thank you for flying with us today. We would like to give a special shout out to all of the mothers there who improve our lives on a daily basis and who do one of the hardest jobs in the world. Yes, everybody, let's applaud our mothers with all their selfless serving. And everyone's like, yay, and like toasting and shit. And I was just like, so just, what was it? Gag me with a spoon.
Yes.
Yeah. Throwback. I was just like, oh yeah, so selfless. So good.
Like, everyone's like,
it's like, let's
cheering.
Just say not all mothers, okay? You can't just be like all mothers. You'd be like the mother too. And then maybe I would salute, but you know, here we are. Yes. It's like, I just can't get behind this message that like all mothers
are
so amazing.
This one goes out to the real ones.
To
that's
the real
what you
ones.
Could say.
Yeah.
Not like real mothers, you, just the real ones.
The
that
real
are
ones.
Like freaking awesome. That actually care or give a shit.
But I think it's really cool to like see mothers actually like being good mothers. I'm like, that's so awesome and like fucking respect to you because I just don't think I could. I mean, maybe I could, but I don't want to.
They deal with so much shit.
I don't want to.
It's so much pressure, responsibility, 24 hours a day work, mm-hmm. even when like, okay, so first of all, if you have kids, you probably have one, maybe two, maybe three, whatever it is, you have them and they keep you busy all the time. They could be really sweet. They could be real evil. But then you have a partner also, right? Let's say if mm-hmm. you have a partner and you have kids, so you go all day servicing your kids, right? Mm-hmm. Then you're partner comes home and then you have to service them and the kids. So it's like a constant job, right? And like I just see it as like a constant, like, I mean, obviously it's mutual. You both need to take care of each other. It's not just like you have to take care of your partner. It's like both ways, but
a lot of times from what I've heard, it's not both ways.
And also it's like, then you have the kids on top of it. So now I see memes with like that mom today who's like, I just need to disappear. And she disappears into her coat.
Yeah.
Like hanging on a rack that it's really just her. And it makes me laugh. Cause yeah. I'm like, they do need a break.
They do. And honestly,
shout
like,
out to them.
Like it's cool to see in that regard. I just feel like what bothers me is when the people who are like you should have, and like your purpose is to reproduce. I'm like, no, that's your purpose. And that's fucking great for you to have that purpose. But that's not my fucking purpose, because whatever's going on in here, I don't need to put that into like something that has to grow up into a person. Like that's batshit crazy. Also, call me fucking selfish. I don't care. I spent a majority of my life not being selfish, and I don't want to be selfish, so I don't give a shit. Yeah. Oh, you're going to die alone? You might die alone anyway. Okay?
It's true.
No, you can't just like guarantee that a child is going to fucking love you unconditionally. Love is conditional. I don't give a fuck. There isn't like unconditional love. Everything has a condition to a point. And you could just have a kid who fucking hates you, and you could have done nothing wrong. Yeah. It's just that you can't control what a person grows into. You can lay the best groundwork in the fucking world or the worst groundwork. It's still not going to necessarily depend on exactly what you've done. It's just how they react to whatever the world around them throws at them, and you can't control that. So you might die alone too, okay? And that's a terrible thing, okay? Whatever. But is it so terrible? Maybe it'll be fucking peaceful. Maybe I'll just pass away surrounded by corgis, and then they'll eat me. I don't give a shit. They can eat me or sprinkle me off a fucking mountain. I don't give a shit. Okay? I don't care. I don't care if I die alone.
Nope.
That's a great name for an episode. Hey. I don't care if I die. I really don't.
That could be this episode.
I really don't. I worry about dying because I don't want to die because I'm not ready yet. But I didn't used to worry about dying because I wanted to Do you know what
so
I mean?
It was like you welcomed it at that moment, but now you like life.
Yeah, life is fun now.
Life is Gucci.
Yeah.
And so it's like also like the people that I was just thinking about this. Like, damn it. You know, I'm elevated. It'll come back to me.
That's about what we were talking about?
Yeah, something. But I don't remember. It's gone. It'll come back.
No, like, elevating your life.
No, I was just thinking about the moms, I think. The good ones. But I don't remember where I was going with it. But yeah, it's shout out to the real good ones.
It's a very hard job to do, and I applaud you for doing it because I don't want to.
Yep.
Somebody has to repopulate the earth, I guess.
And it's very brave of you that are doing it. And this is where I was going with. Even if you have kids now and you're listening to this, like, of course you all understand what we're getting at. Like, sometimes you just don't get to pick what type of child you're going to have. Like, sometimes they're, like, angels. Sometimes they're evil. Like, it's true. I've seen some evil kids out in public. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, if that was, like, my kid, I'd probably be having a meltdown right now. Because it's acting like a crazy batshit, like, fucking nut.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, like, be like, yeah, you need to discipline that kid. But why is it so fucking wild? Like, what happened?
Like, I'm sure it was kind of disappointing when I was a child and I apparently just like would run my head into like side mirrors of cars, like through parking lots and just like into pillars. I'm sure that was like, I made that. Fuck. You know what I mean? But I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well now, kind of. I mean, that's up for debate. But it's kind of one of those things too where like you also can't be like too mad at your parents for how things were in childhood, unless something was like very much a way of like, oh, you're actively like beating your child. Don't fucking do that.
No,
that's terrible. But also, like, your parents are people too.
it's like a thing, even how I try to look at it, like, and I know that I've said before that I am currently no contact with my mom, but that is from many, many places of trying to come to a point of understanding and realizing that currently that bridge is closed. And so allowing it to remain closed, you know what I mean? But I still understand and I still love my mom. It's just a matter of like, they had their own things going on.
Yeah.
When you were a child, and they had to put their life on hold to take care of you. And you don't know what circumstances necessarily came before you or that led up to you or any of that kind of stuff, because you started when you started. They had their whole own shit going on before you were ever part of the equation, and everybody has their own struggles. Think about how many things that you've gone through in your life that are just so shit, and things that you've probably never even told your parents. You think your parents are telling you all the shitty things that they had to deal with? No, because they don't want to fucking think about it, because they repress. We don't do therapy.
Yes.
But y'all can do therapy now and have some of those realizations of like, there was a different time and a different way and a different situation, a whole set of things that everybody is going through all the time. And that was the same for your parents, and it's the same for your parents now. Even in the situation that I'm personally in with my mom, it's like, I know that she has her own things going on. Mm-hmm. And currently, there's just not space for me in that. And maybe there never will be, and maybe there will be. And that's cool, whatever it is. But you don't know. And so it's like, the only thing that you can focus on is trying to make your own life as good as you possibly can under the circumstances that you're in.
Yeah.
And changing the circumstances if you don't like them.
Yes. And I love this, the phrase, your parents are people too.
Yeah.
That's really good too. Yeah.
Your parents are fucking people.
People love
they were
people.
Fucking people. That's how you came around. So give them a little break. You know what I mean? I think we have like Father's Day coming up and
June, right?
Mother's Day came and went. And
wait, is it in June or July?
Is it July? I don't know. I'm starting to see Father's Day stuff, but I think it is
maybe
in July.
It's June then.
I don't know. Sorry to the dads out there. I'm not actually really sure. I'll have to look that up.
I would find out, but Ayn's making a phone call.
Oh, I wonder who he's talking to. He's listening to the call map.
And if you guys want to call in and leave us a voicemail, call 702-900-6446. We'd love to hear from you guys.
We would.
Any questions you might have, anything you'd like to share, any embarrassing moments that you might have had. Mm-hmm.
And it can stay anonymous and all that. We're just here to honestly help feed the content mill, because we always like to hear about other people's experiences as we share so many of our own. So you can also email twndpodcast@gmail.com, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and X at @twndpodcast, and you can follow me on Instagram @thisredheadissfw.
You can follow me at @whamglamartistry
and
Patreon.
You
please.
Can go to patreon.com /twndpodcast, and you can join the dirtbag tier. You can really join any tier. Wholesome tier and dirtbags both get episodes a day early and ad free, as well as a subscriber only audio feed that is also ad free that comes out a day early if you'd prefer to listen if you have somewhere to drive to.
Gym, wherever you go.
Or the gym, wherever you want to put us on.
Or just when you wake up in the morning, you got to start your day.
Yeah. And if you are a dirtbag or higher, you also get access to all of our skits, our photo sets. You get episodes to monthly Thought Takes episodes, which are rant episodes that I do that are like 15 to 20 minutes. And I'm wearing lingerie and I'm ranting about things, which you can also write into twndpodcast@gmail.com and just put Thought Takes somewhere in the
get
body of
into
your email.
It. Yeah.
So it's going to be really cool. We also have more stuff coming there. We have Zoom chat being planned for June, and our last one was great. Special shout out to David, who ended the Zoom with a twerk and us all chanting David.
And that twerk, let's just say
it was good. We saw butt crack and everything.
Chef's
so
kiss.
It was really fun. We ranted and talked about a lot of things together, and it's a really good place to open up and just kind of get to know all the people who are part of this little community that we've created, because I feel like a lot of us have similar experiences from the comments that I've seen and the conversations that we've had on Zoom, and it's a really nice way to connect.
It was lit.
It was really lit. So if you want to join us for June, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Yeah.
Join the Dirtbag tier. And we are also active in the community chat as well. So
drink your liquid IV, everybody.
Drink your liquid IV. And we thank you for putting us on. Please share with a friend. Give us a subscribe and a like and a follow if you haven't already.
A rating. Five stars.
Come
on, people. We need to get those ratings. And we thank you if you've already done that.
We thank you so much. And we will see you Monday.
Come.
Yeah. Press this up.
The
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.